We're here with Coach Thomas Parks of the Northwood Chargers. And Coach, it's finally nice to meet you. Because of your success, we talk about the Chargers every week on our broadcast. Be the first chance to try to cover you.
I'm glad to have you. Looking forward to tomorrow night. Play at Chapel Hill, first pitch, 7 p.m. Just looking forward to it and appreciate you guys coming out.
Absolutely. Coach, you've had one heck of a year. You're sitting here 19-3 overall with a conference record of 9-1. Couldn't be more pleased with that, I don't guess.
Last night we set the record for regular season wins in a year. First time we've ever won more than 18 games in a regular season. So really excited about that, and that happened on senior night. So that was kind of a big deal for us. We clinched at least a share of the conference championship. We have two games remaining, and we need to win one more game to win that conference championship outright.
On our pre-interview phone call, you kind of described that. A lot of word came out that you actually won the conference last evening, and that wasn't the case. Can you be a little bit more clear on how that works?
Yes, sir. Right now, we are 1.5 games above Orange. Orange has won 8 games. They have one more game remaining with Cedar Ridge. I'm not sure if that game's being played tonight or tomorrow due to the weather. I know there's been a lot of people in our state moving games up to today, but us at Chapel Hill, we're going to get it in tomorrow. He's got a fill tarp, so we feel good about getting it in tomorrow, as long as the rain can hold off. But we have two conference games remaining. They have one left. We need to win one of the last two games to finish above Orange in the final standings of our conference.
Gotcha. Coach, since we hadn't been able to cover you guys, and you do keep quite a bit of your stats close to your vest, or can you tell us a little bit about some key players that we might look for tomorrow night?
Yes, sir. So we'll start with seniors. Team filled with juniors and seniors. Seniors, we have 3 guys that'll be out on the field, 4 guys that have played since their freshman year on varsity. I got a catcher behind the plate, Matt Odom. Matt is a Elon University signee. We have a shortstop in Logan Crabtree, who's been a 4-year starter also, and he is going to Wake Tech next year to continue playing. We have a right fielder, Dylan Mazurek, who's played 3 years on varsity. He played his freshman year, took off his sophomore year, did some soul searching, and then he came on back last year. So we're glad to have him back in right field. I don't really know my pitching rotation yet. I'm waiting on to see some things, but good chances you'll see Patrick Shapinski, a senior, going to UNC Charlotte to pitch next year, or Trent Bagwell, who's another 4-year guy who has had a great career here at Northwood. So
you've got some players going on to the next level here.
We do. We've had a little success on the field, and it's because we have good players. So we don't try to sugarcoat or anything. We got pretty good players here, so we feel good about that.
Trying to figure the best way to word this next question is, this game for you guys is very important, because obviously if you win that, you're going to nail down the conference. Now with Chapel Hill, it's a little bit different since they were knocked out last evening. How do you see this playing out with them? What do you feel the motivation for them maybe?
I think both teams are going into it trying to win it. Chapel Hill's definitely trying to get back. You know, they've had 18 wins also this year. They're a great team. We got to them the other night. Things started, you know, there was a couple pitches here or there where it could have really swung the game either way.
Just baseball.
That's baseball, right? So they've won 18 games, and you don't win 18 games if you're not a good team. So I'm sure Lee will have his guys pumped up, and I'm sure, depending on the pitching matchups and all that stuff, I expect a great game.
Coach, we're looking forward to doing it. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
That was Coach Thomas Parks of the Northwood Chargers. We'll be back in one moment for the starting lineups and the first pitch of tonight's game. This is 97.9 The Hill High School Baseball.